You're joining us with the program called 11th Hour Ministries. It's a live radio program based on scripture of the Word of God through the Bible, with a fellowship program for people who are getting together to want to know the Word of the Lord more better, and that people who are interested in seeking the truth through the Bible and the Word of God. My name is Mark, and I come to you from San Diego, and I'd like to start this program off. It's our first program based on trying to create a fellowship with people who love the Lord and the Word of God in the Bible. The way this group has been put together is that there have been many church experiences with many people that have gathered in a group, and we've all come together to finally realize that it seems like this world that we live in has been drifting away from the true north of what God would have us do as far as interaction with each other, how we are to live in this world in the proper fashion. And so by going through many different challenges in life and having experienced many different churches, the group of people that have gotten together that have created the 11th Hour Ministries has come to a conclusion that the main ingredient in our lives is that God is the center of our life. The Bible is the true rule book that leads us in our lives, and that if we really want to have a successful human experience, living without the Bible and without God is just can't happen. So with that said, I'd like to start off by saying that we believe that this is a bold new scripture-based program which refuses to perpetuate the religion of convenience. And the question is, what is the religion of convenience? Well, we see many people who go into churches and basically go through the motions. They go to the front of the church, they wear nice clothes, they have interactions with the friends that they make in church, and after Sunday morning service is over, they go home, and during the course of the rest of the week, they don't really follow a doctrine as closely to God's word as he instructs us to do. So what we've chosen to do is to get scripture from the Bible and read it and apply it in such a way so that people will understand that God instructs us through the Bible that we are to follow at his rules and decrees and commands to the letter. There is no time or place for God in the Bible where he gives us an option of what he wants us to do in our lives. God basically says through the Bible that he is the Almighty and that he expects us as his children to live a life according to his precepts, decrees, and commands. And so anyways, this is all put together and sorted out in such a way that we call this a Bible study that is all about the Bible. It's every single scripture in the Bible is God-breathed, and we believe that to use the specific scriptures of God is the way that things will be projected into our world, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls and spirits, to open us to God's truth and the way he wants us to live our lives. There are some scriptures that I'd like to start off with here that will correlate what I'm saying to you. In Genesis, and by the way, we use the NIV Bible, the New International Version, but any version of the Bible is worthy to be used in the study that we'll be getting together here with. I do recommend that you get a Bible so that we can, when we read scripture, that you can share along with us to read it yourself as well as follow along. So we go to Genesis 4, chapter 4, verse 9, which says to us, "Then the Lord said to Cain, 'Where your brother Abel?' 'I don't know,' he replied. 'I am my brother's keeper.'" And I know that many people have heard this scripture, "my brother's keeper." But the thing that we love about the Word of God is that each different place that we refer to, the ways of life, the expectations for our life are here for us in specific, in writing, black and white. And so we are now in the process of trying to seek answers from the Bible in all different scripture. I shift over from that scripture to Genesis 9:12. This is a covenant that God has made with each one of his children, and we're here to make sure that we're all clear that this is one of the scriptures that applies to every single man on earth. So at 9, verse 9, chapter 12, and God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever a rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. And so, knowing that God has made a covenant with us, it's so vitally important to know that man is not on earth to just live his own life according to his own rules. We at the 11th Hour Ministries believe that God is almighty. We are to follow his precepts and concepts in the Bible and to refer to these, to wear these scriptures on our heart, to absorb them is what will help us to have success in our lives and for all time to come. We then go to Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to divide soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So this specific scripture is telling us that the Word of God is living and active. It reads the attitudes of our hearts, and that we must give account. God will ask each person's heart and soul and mind. We'll search it and try to find out where we project our best efforts in life. Where, if we're evil, good, things of this nature. So we're going to go now to 2 Peter 1:19, which once again refers to the scripture and in the importance of it in our lives. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in the dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its own origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This scripture relates to the fact that God is the one who has put the scriptures together and created the Bible. Many people have the opinion that the Bible was given by man and written by man, and the Bible teaches us very clearly that God carried the hand of the prophet when the Bible was written, and it's very important to realize that the true word of God in the Bible is exactly that. And finally, in Revelation 22:18, this scripture sums up all of what we're talking about in that case. I warn everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share of the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. We are so sure and clear that the way that God has used the Bible in our lives is true, that we have actually taken it and purchased this airtime for, you know, a program to share this with people who may not know the Bible at all. Maybe there are people who know the Bible but are not reading it frequently, and it's our desire to promote the truth and the Word of God for 13 weeks, for the next 13 weeks on Sunday evenings at 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. on AM 1000 KCEO. We will be taking phone calls from people who have praise reports, how God has moved in their lives, the things that he's done to change their lives. And what we'd like to do is in the interaction of this program, always apply the scripture to whatever things are taking places in our lives. If we have people who have had something where they were a drug addict any type of revelation in their life, as far as if they lost their dignity, if they lost their moral compass, drugs, alcohol, tobacco. When people overcome those things, we truly believe that God gives the strength and will to man to do so. And if people are struggling with those things, that it's God who can help cure those type of dilemmas. So we call this a Fired Up Fellowship program, and it's all about the mystery of the Bible. We call it Keeping It Real, and the thing about keeping it real is that we also, in our group that we have put together, have learned that to tickle each other's ears with niceties has really a very negative impact on what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to get the truth heard, and it seems that many times if we're in a room and we're sitting together reading the Bible or having a fellowship, that people are afraid to speak the truth because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings, they don't want to offend anyone, things of this nature. So we have come trying to create an open forum, a format, which would allow people to go on to just keep it real. There's many different things that take place in our lives. If it's an embarrassing event, if we feel troubled, or to be able to just open our hearts with each other and allow the truth to be heard, because the Bible tells us that the truth will set you free. And that can address, you know, ways to go about sorting out our differences, questions, and things of that nature. But it's all by the Word of God, and keeping it real to us is the pure truth, the pure Word of God. And at this point in time, we're going to take a small station break, and we'll be right back.
At 29, I'm probably a little young to fit your image of a veteran in a wheelchair, but the war in Iraq, like all wars, is taking its toll on our young men and women in uniform. I became paralyzed when the vehicle I was riding in turned over.
Jason came home to an intensive care unit, and we faced a bureaucratic nightmare just to get the services he needed. Thank goodness Paralyzed Veterans of America was there. They said, "You focus on your rehabilitation, and we'll take care of the rest."
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has fought to ensure that our spinal cord injured veterans receive all the care they have earned. PVA also advocates for accessibility and civil rights for all people with disabilities, and sponsors research to find a cure for paralysis.
Life is full of new challenges for our family.
Thank you, PVA, for helping us meet them.
Call 1-866-USA-4-PVA. There's always a moment of truth where I say, look, it's either put up or shut up. And it was time to put up. I had crossed that thin line. It was 100 plus degrees. We were hot. We were on fire. We were yelling our hearts out. You could feel the intensity rise. Even in our tiredness, even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I told myself, you can suck up the pain for another mile and a half, and you will be a Marine. Not many people believe that I could do it. I don't know where I got the energy from. I don't know where the pain went to. But all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marine.com or call 1-800-MARINE. With you, the proud, the Marines.
Money and more. AM 1000 KCEO.
And we're back live. 11th Hour Ministries. Live from San Diego, California. KCEO AM 1000. This is a Bible-based study group that we've put together to share intimacy with God through the Bible and the Word of God. And when we break down the word intimacy, into me you see is the way that we've now started to look into this word greater. Into me you see. We want to have an intimate relationship with God. And so, in order for us to have an intimate relationship, we believe that God is into me, you see. We're asking Him to look into our hearts and our souls and our minds and our spirits and to help us understand how to learn more about His precepts and concepts in the Bible so that we can live a more godly life. God's instruction is infinitely more wise than any man that ever lived. The Bible was written, started by Moses over 4,500 years ago, and there are over 60 prophets, including Jesus Christ Himself, who came together and bound this information in a holy book. And when I sit back and think of how I've lived my life so far and tried to be guided through this life, I've learned that when I seek wisdom from people and look to friends or family for answers, for some strange reason, there's always been something missing in my life. And what I have learned through my experiences is that when we grow up, the word dysfunction can be related to a lot of people. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that word, dysfunction. Well, it's what we've come to learn is that in the case of dysfunction, we all come out into this world with a toolbox per se, and the question is, what tools do we have in our box? Well, if we're using the tools of mankind, if we're using the tools of this world that we've been given, those tools are limited. And the thing that's very clear about how come they're limited is that people, this is a lost and dark world in many places where our television is promoting very filthy and sinful things on many programs. Radio programs, there's a certain shock jocks on the radio that are just making a fortune off of promoting what we consider to be very immoral behavior, very immoral subject matter. And these folks actually press the envelope of the regulations to do their business, almost leaning over the line to do their promotion of their negative advertising or negative program. So what we have come together to think is that if we have a toolbox in our lives that is not giving us the greatest tools to be productive, healthy, creative citizens and be good to each other, well, what we've discovered is that there is a tool kit that we are able to turn to, which actually gives us all of the answers of what this life is missing when we don't have God in it, which is not promoting the right thing. So what we're coming to at this point is that we have put a few terms together for the Bible, which may ring true to you folks. We call this a me maintenance manual, or a real life concierge service, a couples care kit, a repair manual, an us user's guide, a communication kit, a troubleshooting manual, and a first aid kit. Well, those terms are put together for trying to get a 20th century take on what the Bible is and can do in our lives. God has given us such a great tool and gift. This is the 20th century application of timeless instruction. And we're here to try to apply that tool to our lives in a modern day fashion, in a modern way. One question that I would have is, if any of us can ever relate to places in our hearts or in our lives that don't have comfort, if there's some void in your life or a place where you're missing some comfort, and there's clear signals and indications of those types of things. And there's an old saying, looking for love in all the wrong places. And the question is, I think that many people who are listening tonight may be able to relate to that. Maybe you've had a relationship that's not been able to be successful, and what are we looking for in men and women when we start to develop a relationship? What type of characteristics are we looking for? Well, what we're learned in the Bible is that there are clear ways that are instructions of how to go about developing a good godly relationship. And if we have not done so or choose not to do so, that a relationship cannot and will not be blessed according to the Bible. And I wanted to make sure that one thing is very clear. This program is put together for us to honor God and the Bible. It's not about Mark. It's not about the Bible according to Mark or any man. And we feel it's very important to make people realize that we're all man errs. All man will let us each other down. And so we're really here to try to just promote the Word of God. And I learned in the churches that I was going to that, you know, the preacher, you can't rely on a preacher for being the person who saves your life or gives you the full instruction of God. People are put in place for tremendously helpful, but we are to take it another step higher and to read our Bibles and understand our Bibles for ourselves so that God can write on the slate of our heart what He wants of our lives and for our lives. And this world, when we look at it today, you turn on your news program and you find all this murder and just terrible, terrible news that comes, and it's so disheartening. And the question is, you know, with the drugs that are rampant in our society, alcoholism, tobacco industry that just continues to almost mock us by selling tobacco, yet some of these manufacturers even have gone as far as to put on websites how to quit smoking when they're selling the cigarettes to you. It's really very disappointing to see how our world is headed, and we're here to see if we can't, by way of the Bible, shine some light into that darkness. There are people with overeating problems, lovers of money, adultery, Maybe these are things that you can relate to, maybe a friend of yours. There's all type of sin that's just running rampant in our world. Lust and greed, and even the internet has become a place of just sad. It's like almost vile by this point with some of the sex and the sex trade that's on there. It's hurting our God. It's hurting our society. It's hurting our progress. And so, once again, we would go back to Scripture to relate to all these things. And so this is just us trying to get acquainted with what the program and the format of this program is for. But what we're going to be doing is we'll have guests each week to come in and speak with us. We will definitely be taking phone calls for, just like I said, prayer report. Maybe there's a confession for someone out there who doesn't have anyone else to turn to and anonymously wants to just get something off of their heart. And the Bible says that we're to confess and repent of our sin. And so we are going to another station break, but let's carry on right after.
This community events calendar is brought to you as a public service of AM 1000 KCEO, San Diego's original business talk station. The third annual Church Hills Pub and Grill Easter Seals Charity Golf Tournament tees off Saturday, February 23rd at Eagles Crest Golf Club in Escondido. On the program is a four-player scramble as well as putting, chipping, and longest drive contest. Dinner, charity auction, and raffle will be held after the tournament. Registration and check-in begins at 11:30 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 12:30 p.m. Entry fee is $120 per golfer until February 15th, $140 afterward, and all proceeds support Easter Seals education, job training, recreational, and life skill services for people with autism and other disabilities. Call 760-737-3990, extension 21, or visit southerncal.easterseals.com. The Cardiovascular Disease Foundation presents its fifth annual 5K Run Walk for Life and Free Community Health Fair on Sunday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at McGee Park, 258 Beach Avenue in Carlsbad. This is a great family-oriented event that not only offers complimentary health screenings and healthy food, but also face painting, kids' medals, and live entertainment. Call for details at 888-249-9575 or visit cvdf.org. The Helen Woodward Animal Center will host its fourth annual Valentine's Day Yappy Hour. This is a great way for single dog guardians to meet other singles with dogs. If you believe in the adage, love me, love my dog, this is the event for you. Yappy Hour takes place on Thursday, Valentine's Day, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on the Palm Terrace of the Omni San Diego Hotel at 675 L Street. Admission is just $10, and proceeds will benefit the Woodward Center. Call the center at 858-756-4117, extension 335, or visit animalcenter.org. And the Helen Woodward Animal Center's Pet of the Week is Frisco, a 5-year-old neutered male Labrador Retriever Pointer mix. Fully grown at 56 pounds, Frisco has a glowing short black coat with mottled white accents everywhere. He's a fun guy to hang out with, and he appreciates that humans have more to offer than just food and water. Don't leave Frisco at bay. Come check him out at the Woodward Center. For more information about Frisco or any of the delightful dogs and cats available for adoption into loving homes, call the center at 858-756-4117 or visit animalcenter.org. This has been this week's Community Events Calendar. I'm Frank Rios on behalf of San Diego's original business talk station, AM 1000 KECEO.
Back live, AM 1000 KECEO. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, a program put together to share the Word of God through the Bible in this modern day way of life. We're actually going to be taking some phone calls soon, so I'd like to see if you folks could grab a pen and pencil. The phone number here is 800-292-5236. Again, that's 1-800-292-5236. Maybe you have a praise report or a scripture that you that really means a lot to your heart, and we'd like to take calls and find out. Anyone who's interested, give a shout. But at this point, we're going to refer right to Scripture itself, and we're going to get into some of the meat of what this program is based on. We're going to turn our Bibles to Deuteronomy 28, which gives a very clear instruction from God of what this is all about, what is the Word of God according to the Bible is all about. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you follow the Lord your God. I'd like to stop there and make sure that we're very clear on the fact that God doesn't have, there's no black and white in the Bible in the case of God's instruction. He clearly tells us how he wants things done. And I'd like to just go back over the scripture one more time and try to look at it in a very careful manner for what he tells us. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, He doesn't say the ones that are convenient, the ones that apply to my life today that are the ones I want to use and I can leave some out. This is God asking us to make sure that we're crystal clear on the fact that he wants his words to be absorbed, for every single one of them needs to be applied. And we go once again, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth. All of these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading through will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant you that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send you a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he has promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send the rain on your land in the season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of your Lord and God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be on top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods or serving them. And so God gives us a very, very clear indication that if we're very careful to follow his rules and very careful to follow his instructions, that our lives will be blessed. And that's a promise from God. God does not and cannot and will not break a promise to us. But here's where things get very interesting. At Deuteronomy 15, this is where it turns to the curses for disobedience. And the Bible there says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees that I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading through will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land, and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come and then cursed when you go out. The Lord will send you curses, confusion, rebuke in everything you put your hand to. And actually, this scripture goes on and on to get much more critical. And I just wanted to use that one example here for bringing to your attention that God has a very clear instruction. He does want us to follow His decrees and commands, and He will bless us. But if we choose not to do that, God makes it super clear in the Bible that there are consequences for that behavior. And we must understand that we don't have a choice. God is the overseer of all. He is the ultimate being who has made all creation. And in our quest of life, we have to give God the glory and honor that He deserves and demands so that we can live either blessed or cursed lives. He gives us a choice in our lives to do what He commands us to do, but it's up to us with our own free will to choose which direction to follow. I also would like to then turn our Bibles to Matthew 4 is a scripture that makes very clear what our job is as people interacting with each other through the Bible. This is the temptation of Jesus. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And the significance of this scripture is that Jesus and Satan, the two most powerful beings in existence, are interacting with each other by way of what scripture was already written. Jesus in chapter 4, verse 4 says, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus had the power and authority to, when he spoke, the words that he would speak would become scripture. But even when he's interacting with the devil in this scripture, he actually refers to what was written in the Bible, in the decrees and commands, so that he could be super accurate, and that it's an example of how God's word is the tool to be used to counter sin and even Satan himself. And then Satan responds to Jesus in paragraph 4, verse 5. The devil took him into the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written." Here's Satan himself is quoting scripture to try to tempt God. "He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus replies in 4:7. Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put your Lord God to the test." And then we go to 4:10, which says, Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The point of that is that we have a a very clear indication by their interactions with each other. They're just going back and forth, quoting scripture to each other, which is the most powerful tool when we're addressing our circumstances in life and our modern day trials, tribulations. When many times in life we will say to each other, this scripture is sort of says this, or I think it says that. And the mission of this ministry that's been put together here is that we want to encourage people to use the scripture, every single word of it, and never to leave a word in or out, and to use it to interact with each other in the times when we're looking to fellowship with each other. And at this point in time, we're going to open the phone lines and see if there's anyone who's got some anything on their mind that they want to talk about or discuss. And that phone number, once again, is 1-800-292-5236. 1-800-292-5236. So going on to the next scripture that really just wears on, it just shines like the sun in our hearts here at the 11th Day Ministry, is it's going to be Matthew 5, verse 3, which this scripture is a very accurate indication of what God will expects from us and what blessings will be put upon us. Bible says in Matthew 5, 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And throughout the Bible, there are so many different places that the scripture just, it speaks to our hearts. It gives us an idea of how we are to interact with each other and what we're doing in our modern day lives. It talks about that a topic that many people can relate to is adultery. And in Matthew 5:27, "You have heard that it was said, 'Do not commit adultery.' But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." This scripture is takes it to another level of not just that we're interacting in an improper fashion, but that God has us calling us to a higher level. He's raising the bar in our lives for us to understand that our behavior is going to be seen by Him in a way that is may not be seen by any man, but that God is watching. He's reading our hearts and minds, and we are held accountable for our thoughts and feelings and behavior. We're going to open the lines again here. It's 1-800-292-5236. Once again, we're going to return back to the scripture here. God says in Matthew 6:19, "Do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where the moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in to steal. But store up yourselves treasures in heaven, where the moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And then the light within you is darkness. How great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." when we go back into our scripture each time we meet as our group, we get filled with God's truth and His love. We learn about how to interact with each other in such a way that has changed our lives. And what I've seen is drug users that have just taken an about face in that behavior. I've seen alcoholics which have put the bottle down and never to return. There's people who, by our reading of the Bible, have learned so many different valuable things, and we're so excited about that here at 11th Hour Ministry, that we want to share that love and share the love of God through the Bible, through the Word of God. And so we're going to take another station break at this time.
I still remember the day they told us our tour of duty was over. But now that I'm home, everything's changed. My wife is used to running the house. I'm a total stranger to my son. He was born while I was away. And everyone wants me to be the same person so we can go back to the life we knew before, but I'm different. I saw so much over there and lost some good buddies. Those memories from combat pop into my head all the time. I can't relax. I keep checking the door locks. And when I drive and see something on the side of the road, I think, IED? I've noticed little things make me angry, and I'm drinking a lot. I can't sleep, and I wake up every day feeling worse than before.
Some men and women returning from combat struggle with stress and depression after the homecoming. Some may suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Some may struggle with alcohol and drug problems. But you don't have to go it alone. To find out where you can turn for confidential help, visit mentalhealthamerica.net or call 800-969-6642. A public service message from Mental Health America.
If you're a parent or loved one can't seem to make out the numbers on the telephone anymore or read the small print in the newspaper, like millions of Americans over the age of 60, they may be experiencing signs of age-related vision loss. But what now? From life adjustment classes to vision consultations and counseling, Braille Institute is here to help your loved ones regain their independence and self-confidence. And all of our services are free. To find out more, call 1-800-BRAILLE and request a free copy of our Sound Solutions cassette series. These tapes provide practical information to help your loved ones adjust to sight loss. Whether they want to learn to cook again or master a new skill like email or golf, Braille Institute is dedicated to bringing their lives back into focus. With 5 regional centers throughout Southern California and hundreds of community outreach locations, no matter where you live, we're close by. Call 1-800-BRAILLE today to find a location near you and receive our free cassette series, or visit us online at www.brailleinstitute.org.
Money and more. AM 1000 KCEO.
11th Hour Ministries, live on AM 1000 KCEO Radio, San Diego, California. We're gathered together tonight, folks, in case you're just tuning in to have what we call a fired up fellowship program for God. We believe in the Bible and everything in it. We're looking to share God's love through the Bible with others and just love Him and revere Him through His Word on the radio here with the true Scripture of God. We use the NIV Bible, New International Version of the Bible, in case there are some different versions, in case you folks want to follow along exact word for word here. And at this point, we're going to speak about a Scripture that has been heard by probably more times for all people than any other, which is written. This scripture is heard at many, many weddings, and it actually occurs in 1 Corinthians 13:4. The scripture goes as follows: Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And how I can relate that scripture to my life is that earlier in my life, I was a young man dating, and I didn't understand that there was a true indication of what love was by way of the Bible. And so I went on my own terms of love. I went on my own experiences. I asked people for advice and tried to figure out what love was on my own. And I actually had a very difficult time in relationships finding what true love was, and found my relationships failing. But a very good friend of mine sat me down one day, and this is the first scripture I read in the Bible, which changed my life forever. When I read that love is patient, according to God and His instruction, I then realized that I had to question myself, how patient am I really in my relationship with my wife or any other people? We have to have godly patience. That's one of the things that was missing. I was a very impatient man. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. And self-seeking to me was one of the most premier things that stuck out in my mind, because really in life we have two choices. We can be selfish or selfless. There's always the dark and the light and the yin and the yang. We either are on one side of the fence or the other in life. And to be selfish was the type of behavior that I had developed, but not really clear on the fact that being selfless was the thing that would give me the greatest success in my relationship. And then it goes on to say that it is not easily angered, which of course, once again, in God's instruction to become easily angered is an instruction that He tells us that we're not to do. Well, that's one of probably the most important ingredients that makes marriages and relationships fail nowadays is anger. And it also goes on to say that it keeps no record of wrongs. And in my life, I was always remembering the things that someone had done to me in a relationship and trying to protect myself. I thought that I should keep a record of wrongs. But I did learn through the Bible and the instruction of the Bible that when the Bible tells us that true love is to keep no record of wrongs, that was a revelation in my life that helped me to understand a different way of living. And it has changed my life forever. And we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio, AM 1000, to share those truths with you folks. Maybe someone out there can relate to this scripture, and it will bear on your heart. We ask that you would get a good Bible-based church, become part of a good Bible-based church, and to get a Bible if you know someone who needs one. Let's see if we can get one in the hands of someone that may need one. But to actually read the Word of God and to pore over it, it's like an archaeological study. This is God's gift to us, the Bible. It's the most important gift that we can ever receive in our lives. We have monetary things. We have success. We have all types of different ways that we measure our lives in this world. But we're so passionate about the true Word of God here, and we want to make sure that everyone get the opportunity to know that in this modern-day way of life, that the people of every walk of life, this applies to us all, and it's very, very important that we refer to the Bible, the exact scripture in the Bible, to have God bless our lives. And at this point, I'd like to go back into, we're going to go into one more scripture here. We have the phone lines, if anyone's interested, is phone number 1-800-292-5236. And to interact with anyone, any thoughts anyone has, any scripture that may be on their heart, give a call here at AM 1000 KCEL at 800-292-5236. The last scripture that we'll be using here tonight is one that's in Matthew 10:34, And this scripture tells us that do not suppose, it's 10:34, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against his mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. God is Jesus has come, and this is very serious stuff. We're talking about scripture here tonight that are different parts of the Bible, but what for the next weeks ahead, what we intend to do is to get people to really realize that this is a it has to be followed matter-of-factly. And at this time, we have a phone call from Scott from Fallbrook. So let's take the call from Scott from Fallbrook, please. Good evening, Scott. How are you, sir?
Well, hello. Good evening. My only regret here is I'm just on my way home from a church function, and I guess I'm catching the last few minutes of your program. But I would just like to thank you and encourage you for bringing us the word here and opening our eyes a bit. I caught your maybe the last 5 or 8 minutes, and I would just like to echo my sentiment also that love is what Jesus was all about, and if we all loved as Jesus loved us, this world would be a perfect place.
Yeah,
we would. We wouldn't have to lock our doors. We wouldn't worry if we lost a wallet.
Amen.
And I just want to thank you. I didn't catch very much of this, but will you be on again in the future?
Indeed, Scott. We have our program. It's called the 11th Hour Ministries, and on Sunday evenings between 7 and 8 o'clock, we'll be broadcasting. And the whole purpose for this is to share the true word of God through the Bible. Scott, do you belong to a church at this time? Or?
Yes, I do. We attend Lighthouse Christian Church in Oceanside.
Outstanding. And Scott, how long ago did you discover the Bible and the truths in it?
Well, you know, I've had friends telling me that I probably believed in God all my life, but I sure drifted away for probably the majority of my life, yet I thought I was a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody were to ask me, are you a good person, I would say, oh, I think so, you know. And but until you really read the Bible and realize that God's law is, and his rules are pretty black and white.
Amen.
Because they have to be.
Indeed.
When man makes laws, it all becomes gray, as we obviously can see, I think, by the way our country is progressing. And, you know, I don't see it turning around until we turn to God and
Amen.
Turn to the only real truth there is. But how long I have been, I would say really for just the last couple of years that I've really dug into it deeply. And just find the wisdom, it's just overpowering. It's just incredible that timeless wisdom pertains today just as much, if not even more, than it did 2,000 years ago.
Amen. Well, Scott, we thank you for the call, and we hope that we're grateful for this, the Lighthouse Church in Oceanside, that obviously that's a place that seems to be perpetuating God's truth and word, and we would encourage people to maybe look and see if that may be a church that they may want to attend. And here on our final minute of our program, I thank you, Scott, for calling in, and we look forward to spending more time with you in the Word of Christ, sir.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you and yours. And at this time, I'd like to just say a prayer for the ending of our program. Is God, we just thank you for the time, God, that we can spend in your Word. We love, God, the fact that you would gather us together in your name. The truth, we truly believe, God, comes from the Bible. God, you gave your Son for us and for all our sins. And we're just so grateful that the Bible is available to us in our country. And God, we ask that we would be listening, have more people listening the next time we have a program. Thank you.
This program does not necessarily express the views of the Astor Broadcast Group, its management, or advertisers.
AM 1000, KCEO, Vista, San Diego.
Independently owned and operated by the Astor Broadcast Group.
This community events calendar is brought to you as a public service of AM 1000 KCEO, San Diego's original business talk station.